Progressive Switch and Save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Say it with me, the Bucks in Six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some patchy fog and low temps in the mid to upper 20s. And for tomorrow, unseasonably mild with a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid-40s. We'll look for highs near 40 degrees on Thursday and Friday, partly sunny. It's 32 degrees.
I love new country. Why don't you save me the trouble? Try that little small town. See how far you make it down the road.
That's my station. 98Q Country.
Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from
98.3. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Oh, favorites, your classics,
your country. 98 Q Country.
Back home to the one he made for me. 'Cause anywhere
online at 98qcountry.com. CQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a major international drug trafficking ring has been dismantled. Federal agents say that ring spanned Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. ABC's Alex Stone says drugs were flowing mostly from Canada.
According to federal authorities, it was a sophisticated operation. A guy in Canada would buy large amounts of drugs from cartels in Mexico. He would hire long-haul truckers to move the drugs along smuggling routes from L.A. to places like Montreal, Toronto, and Calgary, because in Canada, illegal drugs can sell for 20 times more than in the U.S. Now 12 of 19 suspects are under arrest.
A Republican-led House committee holding a markup session today on articles of impeachment against Mayorkas over his handling of border security. A bipartisan group in the Senate continuing to work with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on a spending package. Consumer confidence up for the third straight month. The Conference Board, which tracks the mood of Americans, say holiday spending helped boost confidence. This is ABC News. Pharmaceutical companies have refused to sell states' drugs for lethal injections. Because of that, some officials in Ohio say they're in favor of using nitrogen gas to conduct executions. Here's Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost.
Saying that the law of Ohio should be thwarted, it would be able to be thwarted, because pharmaceutical companies don't want to sell the chemicals, is an abdication of the sovereignty of the state of Ohio.
The bill would require that nitrogen gas be used in cases when lethal injection drugs are not available. Last week, Alabama became the first state to use nitrogen gas as an execution method. 119.8 degrees Fahrenheit, that's the highest temperature ever recorded in Europe. The World Meteorological Organization says it happened in Sicily in 2021 when high temperatures were soaring across much of Europe. Researchers say it renews concerns about climate change. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a set of legislative maps passed by Republican state lawmakers last week. They were based on maps Evers himself submitted, but tweaked to keep Republican incumbents from being drawn out of their districts. Redistricting will likely be settled by the state Supreme Court. Accurate voting information has been under assault over the last several elections. Rachel Ori is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. She says she's optimistic about the future.
Election officials and voting advocates around the country are sort of well prepared to mitigate and respond to increases in misinformation because they spent the last couple of years flexing that muscle and learning how to respond to misinformation and election denial campaigns.
A bill in the legislature would require candidates to disclose when AI is used in campaign materials. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, February 3rd from 3:30 to 6 at the St. Anthony Paddle Center, the Knights of Columbus and Park Falls are having their dumpling, pork, and kraut dinner. Adults can get in for $13, children for $7, and preschool students are free. There will also be carryouts available. Just call 715-661-1156, Saturday only. Again, that is Saturday, February 3rd at the St. Anthony Paddle Center from 3:30 to 6.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose to the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets spoiled the debut of Doc Rivers with a 113-107 win over Milwaukee. But the new head coach says it wasn't the Bucks' defense that failed, it was the offense.
I told our guys, anyone who told you you couldn't play defense, lie. You proved that tonight. I thought tonight was an offensive loss.
In college basketball, a new AP Top 25. Wisconsin moves up this week to number 6 after beating Michigan State. The Badgers face the Cornhuskers in Nebraska this Thursday. Marquette now ranked number 9. After a decisive victory over Seton Hall in Milwaukee, the Golden Eagles are in Villanova, Pennsylvania to take on the Wildcats tonight, looking for their 5th win in a row. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins, says he's looking forward to spring training next month, coming off a torn ACL last March.
I'll be stoked to get on the field, but just stoked to get down to Arizona and meet with this medical team and put a plan in place going forward.
That's the Brewers' Reese Hoskins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Thomas Henry Janis, age 16, formerly of Butternut, passed away in the comfort of his home, surrounded by his family after bravely battling an aggressive cancer. Tommy is survived by his parents, Waldemar and Anna Janis of Chippewa Falls, by his brother Joseph Janis, by his paternal grandmother Victoria Janis, and by numerous uncles, aunts, cousins, nephews, nieces, and friends. Visitation will take place Tuesday, January 30th at the funeral home from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be no visitation prior to the Mass on Wednesday. The Memorial Mass will take place at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, January 31st at the Notre Dame Catholic Church located in Chippewa Falls, with the Very Reverend Jesse Burrish officiating. The funeral home and cremation services of Chippewa Falls are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas Henry Janis, age 16. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin, open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote. Sarah Huggard Photography is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor. Sarah loves creating amazing images for seniors, sports, family, and more. Contact Sarah at SarahHuggardPhotography.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some patchy fog and low temps in the mid to upper 20s. And for tomorrow, unseasonably mild with a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid 40s. We'll look for highs near 40 degrees on Thursday and Friday, partly sunny. It's 32 degrees.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Brand new country.
This is the type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket.
just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. Pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks. South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl stories and how he bought an Extreme trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are.
98QCountry.com.
I remember when I first heard your heartbeat. It had only been 8 weeks. Standing there, staring at that screen, was the first time you ever scared me. God knows I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you love.
Yes, it did.
Here's Tyler Hubbard with Back Then Right Now. As I recall, Tyler is going to be showing up on the birthday list tomorrow. Stay tuned for tomorrow during the 3 o'clock hour, perhaps the end of the 2, as I normally do list those celebrity birthdays. Or check it out during Joel's morning show, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., the Joel Karnick morning show, Monday through Friday. And between us, of course, we've got John St. John from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., that midday shift. Fantastic set of hosts here on 98Q Country. I hand it off to Brian Curry when I'm done at 7. And then Penrod takes you all the way through the evening. We've got just some great hosting here. We're pretty spoiled for that here on 98Q. Anyway, more community reminders at the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour. I threatened it. Here it is. It's the Fifield American Legion annual Super Bowl breakfast on Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Country Cafe in Fifield. This is an all-you-can-eat annual Super Bowl breakfast. Adults are $9, and children 5 and under are free. Again, Fifield American Legion, Sunday, February 11th, and that is at Country Cafe. It's not at the Legion, it's by the Legion, but it's at Country Cafe, 8 a.m. to 1 on the 24th in Fifield. More country music coming to you next. Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know, Lee Bryce, Love Like Crazy, Ashley Cook, Your Place. Now the question, did I give them to you in order?
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Carpet, but the deer head stays.
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. There the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
They called him crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy.